Hey, hello, good morning, good day, good evening, wherever you are in the world. How are you doing? This is Elisen from Singapore and in Singapore. So happy to be here again on a Thursday morning for me. It's 9:03 probably. I'm a little bit late, but here I am. So the week has gone by really quickly, and since this is the first week that I started doing card readings, it's really interesting to actually go through the first video because the first video I started doing a three card reading to kind of like have an energy forecast for the entire week, and then it's a day one card reading throughout the week. So I think it's really interesting to just go through the first video and then watch and see how life kind of like unfolds as we do the readings. And I enjoy these one card readings so much that I will continue to do them till the end of time. Yeah. So anyway, I went to an event yesterday. I was all dolled up, remember? I went to an event yesterday. It was an investing event because my partner wanted to go, and I came back feeling so tired and so drained. And it was something about the event that didn't sit right with me. And because there are so many scams right now happening, I'm not sure if there are scammers happening over in your part of the world, but there's just so much scam situation here in Singapore. And within Singapore, millions and millions and millions of dollars have been scammed. So I do want to take this opportunity to remind all of you, all of us, to be careful, because I honestly have been scammed too. I thought I was smart, but I was scammed. Not so much, about 1,000, but I was still scammed. And at that point in time, at that point in time, I was still struggling a little bit, no income coming in. So that $1,000 was a big deal to me. It took me a while to come to terms with my stupidity, and so I'm so aware of scam situation right now. So anyway, we went to the event yesterday. It started with like rah, 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 all the rah-rah music. And I was immediately turned off because of my own PTSD with, I am not saying all MLM markets are like networking marketing are like that. No, it's not. There's one company that I've joined, it's not like this. But the one that I was in previously, it was so much rah-rah, so much posturing. And it just made me feel very uncomfortable. And I know the more rah-rah things are, the more lies and deceit there are underneath. And true enough, so my boyfriend went to kind of like check on them at night, and so it was like that's just deceit, and it didn't sit right with my body. And for me, I'm very aligned and in tune with my body. If it feels right, there'll be a yes situation. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. But it didn't feel right for me. And in fact, after that, I came back. I was just so tired. I was so tired after the event, and I was just sharing it. I feel so tired. I feel so drained. And if I feel so drained and tired, why would I want to spend 1 year with them? Because they were selling an investing course. So I told him that's because we are not investors. This is something that we are interested in, that he is interested in, passive income, right? Who's not? But it's not something that we are knowledgeable. So to me, being very logical and being practical and seeing so many of these events, I know the more rah-rah it is, the more deceit and more lies there are. And true enough, it's true. So I like honest deals. I like honest sales. Tell me face value, and then I can decide whether I want it or not. Don't treat me like an idiot, because that kind of thing. But people do enjoy this, and they were flashing their cars, flashing their houses. It no longer excites me, so this is not a good deal for me, right? So it depends on where you are in life, and it's absolutely okay. So for me, it was a no-go situation. I actually trust in myself. So I wanted to share with you very quickly on, like just trusting your gut feeling so that you don't get cheated, because your body knows the truth. Your body knows like what's good for you, but more often than not, we betray the trust. We don't trust ourselves, thinking that we don't know better. Our mind is, our ego mind is, it's so much better than we get cheated. We don't, and all that kind of thing, because we don't trust our intuition. And then what did you say? Ah, yeah, if I had known better, I would have done it. They are cutting grass outside. I'm not sure if you can hear them. I apologize for that. So today, I want to talk about different realities, splitting realities and parallel universes. This was something that, just I thought is interesting because as we are evolving, as we are kind of like going through this evolution, ascension, clearing our vibes, wanting to manifest realities, then we must come to terms with this parallel reality. There are multiverses out there. There are just, we are splitting realities basically. So I've talked about this, and this is how you basically leave toxic situations because there are many realities. And not everybody will go through the spiritual evolution with you. Not everybody will evolve with you at the same time. So over the course in time, if you heard the spiritual community talk about, going from 3D to 5D, maybe can you help me close the window because it's a bit too loud. So if you have heard like people talk about going from 3D to 5D, and that's what it means, like literally. Again, off the fence, too hot. Off the fence. Yeah, my daughter's still here because she's going to school soon for her exam, so I'm talking to her. Yeah, so as I was saying, that's how you raise your vibration. As you do more trauma release work, as you do more of this inner work, shadow work, you will realize that whatever that you used to be interested in will no longer interest you. Don't be afraid, like, the friends that you hang out with, this is like a clear indication that you are on a different vibratory level. But that doesn't mean that you look and then like, oh, you see you haven't evolved and I'm so evolved. No, that's not the case. Everybody evolves at their own pace. Everybody evolves at their own level. So that's how you get rid of toxic people. That's how you raise your vibration. That's how you change your reality. And that's how you manifest better stuff. Because reality is not just one direction. There are many realities split up. So today I want to talk a little bit about a more of a woo-woo situation so that you understand why are you going through certain things and how can you not go through certain things. Like the law of attraction states, like attracts like. So what does that mean? You attract basically what your vibration is, right? The universe matches your vibration. So I was doing this channeling work for myself yesterday. I was talking to the masters yesterday. I was having this long conversation with them yesterday, and I asked them, what should I be doing? Should I go do this or do this? So because this is a new endeavor that I want to do, and I haven't really been, in my spiritual career, I haven't focused on this part of the of this way of doing things. So they were telling me that, it's not about sitting around and asking them, what should I do next? What should I do next? And then they tell you what you should do next, and then you go execute the plan. It's about you also deciding what you want to do, what lights you up, what do you really want? And then you present this to them, and then they give you this plan, and then you decide if you want to execute it or not. And I'm sitting here waiting, and they're like, you're just sitting and waiting, and we are waiting for you. Right, we are waiting on each other. So we went through this series of kind of like questions, what do you want to do and this and that. And so that I got to this level, this clarity. And then they said, okay, just give yourself 30 days, not give them 30 days, but give yourself 30 days to anchor into this belief system and then stabilize your energy. Stabilize your energy because Einstein said you cannot attract a different solution. You cannot attract the solution from the space where your problem is created, right? So similarly, if you are vibrating at the same level that you are, you will be constantly attracting the same reality, the same results. So you have to tune in with yourself. So you have to do this shift. This 1 degree shift would shift you into a different reality. It is not that you are going to leave Earth. Okay, so this is a woo-woo site. There are many, many versions of realities. There are many versions of the universe. There's many versions of the solar system. So basically, this is the multiverse. If you watched Marvel, Doctor Strange, multiverse, it's exactly like it is. You are split into many, many, many different multiverses. You are in different realities for the sole purpose of the soul wanting to experience life in all shapes, size, or form. If the soul only reincarnates in you, this physical person, as me, this physical Elise, then the soul is limited in experience. But the soul wants to save time, right? So it splits up into different multiple versions of you in multiple universes. So there is a parallel universe happening. And so if you go on TikTok, there are many videos right now, like the Matrix, the Matrix is glitched. Like you see literally glitches and then things going in and out, disappearing of vortexes. Why? Because oh, I'm having the chills as I say this, because we are in this different vibration of universe. So to change your vibration, you are here. Let's say you are here, right? You are here. And whatever you want is here. This is the vibratory change that you have to shift, that you have to go through, that you have to shift. So if nothing changes, this is the linear situation. Your trajectory will still continue to be this way. So if you are still thinking that I don't deserve love, I don't this, I don't that, then it's a pretty easy to predict situation that you're going to constantly attract this situation to you, which is men who don't treat you right, you don't go on second dates, and all that kind of thing. So this is that trajectory. This is the linear progression of your life if nothing changes. So look at your situation right now and then ask yourself, what are you attracting into your life? Like, as much as we hate to admit, but like attracts like. The law of attraction doesn't cheat anybody, and you don't get to cheat anybody. You don't get to cheat the law of attraction, and nobody gets to do a spiritual bypass, and nobody is so special enough that they get this like free pass and say, okay, I get to do this spiritual bypass and bypass this law called like attracts like. So this is your trajectory, right? So let's say you do a 1 degree shift, which is just here, and that shift, that the things that you attract will be completely different. So if you look at multiverses, is all these like things going happening simultaneously like this in different levels? So that's why you're here. This is the 3D life. And going up there, this is the 5D life that we are now experiencing, that they are, you know, the energy is coming in at 5D. And we have to evolve to this 5D where the spiritual people are talking about, you know, living heaven on earth, where, you know, it's high vibe, there's no more war, there's peace, there's, you know, community, there is just collaboration and all that. And all of that is here. So this is the 3D world, right? Literally, we are going up the chakras. This is the root chakra. It's all about survival. It's all about you and then addiction and then self-power and then blah, blah, blah. And now we are at the throat chakra and above. So a lot of us are working on our throat chakra, working on talking and speaking our truth in alignment with our higher self, with who we truly believe we are. So a lot of us, our throat chakras are opening up and then, you know, heart chakra onwards. If you don't know, there is a frequency in every chakra that is attracting situations to you. So you are constantly in attraction, like your soul has an attraction point of attraction. Your mind has a point of attraction. Your soul has a point of attraction, and each chakra has a point of attraction. Everything has a point of attraction, and then what gets attracted to you? The dominant one gets attracted to you. So if you are in a lot of fear, which is your sacral chakra and your solar plexus chakra, and if you're in a lot of fear, you'll find that a lot of women or men, you have bloatedness around, or you have this layer of fat that is created around your solar plexus and your solar plexus area, because that's your personal power. And we are afraid, you hug yourself, you hug this area as a form of protection. So that layer of fat is a wall of protection for you. So if you are like wanting to lose belly fat, maybe you have to check in within yourself. Do you fear of being attacked? Are you building up layer of walls to protect yourself from being hurt? Your body is such a smart machine that it protects you. You know, its only reason is to protect you from harm. You know, we are forming layers of fat because you are feasting and you're in this sphere, you are stressed, the body thinks you're dying, so therefore it needs to hoard fat, it needs to hoard energy so that you don't go through this, like, oh my God, like this death situation. So your body is really wanting to protect you. But the mind's like, but I'm not in fear, I'm no longer in this situation where I'm being chased by tigers. I'm no longer in this situation where I'm being chased by leopards and all of that. But the body doesn't know any better. The body just wants to keep you safe, and so it forms these layers of protection called fats. For us, we want to get rid of fat. So no matter how much diet you do, how much like healthy situation you do, but if your mind is constantly in fear, constantly in this stress mode, you are in this feast and famine situation, your body is going to reflect that because your body is wanting to keep you in not survival mode, but the body wants to survive. So that's the thing it does, right? Bye. See you later. So yeah. So your chakras has this chakra system, and when you feel your heart is the dominant energy that is attracting situations to you, not your mind, but your heart. Your heart has a frequency. So feel your heart right now. How does it feel like? Does it feel fearful? Is it in love? Is it like, oh, you're in flow with the universe, completely in love with life? Feel your heart right now. What does your heart feel like? And that's the energy that is sending out. Sometimes that's why when we go through breakups, like, oh, my heart is so painful, it literally feels this pain in your heart, right? So right now we are clearing the lower chakras so that we can ascend to the higher chakras and reach the higher dimension. Okay, so as we raise our vibration, we will split ourselves into you. So the reason why you are experiencing this current lifetime right now, it is because your focus and energy in this reality attracting these people into your life. So essentially, you are the actor, you are the director and the writer, seriously, in your life. So you fire and hire accordingly. So you are the main character in your life. Right? That's why you are attracting these people. Like, so you can't really say, oh, I didn't ask for this. Yes, you personally didn't ask for this, but your energy is responding to these people, and therefore, like a magnet, is attracting to you. Okay? So if you would just do this 1% of this vibratory shift, and if these people, most of them, will remain in this vibration, when you raise your vibration, that's how you change your reality. So if you are thinking, oh, I'm in this space where colleagues are bad, I have crazy neighbors and all of that, what you need to do is not do anything to them physically, right? You don't need to physically attack them or like do anything. Just change your vibration. Just take the higher road. Change your vibration. These colleagues will either leave, or you will suddenly get a better job, or something will happen because the vibration has to match. It cannot not match. So you need to ask yourself, what is in my vibration that is attracting these situations to me? Why do I unconsciously need them in my life? Sometimes maybe you just want the drama. It's crazy, but sometimes we are addicted to the drama. So you shift your vibration, and then your life will shift. You are literally 1 degree away from the life that you want. You are literally one decision away from the life you deserve. So just make this shift. And so therefore, going back to what I said with the masters having this conversation, I want this life, this life. I haven't experienced it before. And if you want to manifest a new life and you haven't experienced that before, there will be fears, there will be doubts, and that's completely normal. That's normal. The ego is like, are you sure you deserve this? It's a completely normal conversation because you haven't experienced that before, right? And of course, you will have self-doubt. Like, I want this other life. Your small self, your this very cautious self will say, are you sure? Are you sure you deserve this? This is a normal conversation. Everybody goes through this, but don't get sucked into this. And then you tell this small self, yes, I absolutely deserve this. But do you believe it yet? The answer is no. If you do, the reality will show up for you naturally, right? So this is where you need to work on. This is where I need to work on, is the belief that I deserve this reality. And that's how I raise my vibration, and be responsible for my own energy so that the universe can respond to my energy to match the vibration naturally for me. So this is about different realities, shifting realities into parallel universes. Then you might be wondering, what's going to happen to them? The other people that I've left behind, nothing is going to happen to them. They are going to continue with their life, and you are going to continue with your life on a different path, parallel that you will not meet, you know? So I talked about this example when I was going through a separation with my ex-husband. We still lived in the same house, but I have a second level and a first level to my house, upstairs and downstairs. So even though we were in the same building, we never met, quite rarely. It's like he would be downstairs and I'm upstairs. Like we would never really meet, even though we're in the same house. So that was a very physical representation of different realities, but we know each other exists. So this is what happens. You know that they exist, but you will not meet. So similarly, now that we have finalized the divorce, it's all over. It's been a year right now. We're all moving on. He's still living in his reality. I'm in my reality. I know he exists. He knows I exist, but we never meet because our vibration, it's a different level. So have you seen like two magnets of a different pole? They repel. So similarly, if you're not in the same vibration as this person, you repel. You repel. You know, over the last couple of years, I have had two jobs, and when the vibration was right, the jobs literally just landed on my lap. I didn't have to go out there to get jobs. It just landed like, hey, do you want this? And then when I left the job, another job came very quickly through Facebook ads, and then it's like we just matched because you know that was something that I needed to experience. And when the time was up, when the vibration doesn't match anymore, I just left the job very naturally. It just feel like it didn't feel right, and I just left. And then something else came along, something else came along. And so it's like you don't have to worry about things not happening. Things are constantly happening for you. It may not be the things that you want, but the universe is always working and attracting to you, for you, on your behalf. So really, as you know, a lot of attraction practitioners and students, you really don't need to go out there and get shit done. Allow the universe. I really forgot about this because it's so wired in me. Like, I gotta go out there and get shit done. I gotta go, I gotta make things done. But then because, you know, I've been in this vibration for such a long time, the universe reminds me, because it didn't feel right to go out there and get shit done and like, oh, I need to hustle. It doesn't feel right, but it was just so ingrained in me that I really need to, like, okay, you need to recenter and focus yourself and allow myself to be in the feminine energy and allow the universe to bring opportunities to me. And this is like my yoga career, right? I never thought I will be a yoga teacher, but there's this deep and just loud calling that just go get the course, go get the course, go do the course. And after a year of like constantly nagging at me, and that was what I did. And you know, having, you know, when you start something new like this, you're wondering, okay, how am I going to get students? How am I going to, you know, teach the class? How am I going to form the class? But when, because I was in the flow, I always have students to teach, like always. There's no doubt that I will always have a class to teach. It's just being in the flow. So if you are in the flow, the universe will bring opportunities to you. You attract opportunities versus you going out there. So this attraction situation is a very feminine situation. You allow yourself to be served. And as women, we don't allow ourselves to be served more often than not. We are like, okay, we need to get things done. We need to like work things through. We need to make sure this is, you know, like we have this huge entire list of things that we need to do, you know, to get things done. But in terms of just, you know, we don't allow ourselves to be loved the way we want to be loved. And so therefore we are at the end of the day a very miserable woman. We feel like, oh, you know, you don't listen to me. And then you see this with your children. Like, I do so much for you, and then why are you doing this to me, right? As mothers or wives, you know, I'm doing this so much. I contribute so much to the family. Yet, you know, why are you blah, 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 blah. So it's like you're not in the right energy. So in the right energy is you allow, you know, everything to happen naturally. If things don't happen, don't happen. Just don't force it, and then allow yourself to be loved. The universe wants to love you. So if you allow the universe to love you, the universe will send you the right opportunities to you. So all you need to do is to maintain that vibration, and that's how you split into a different reality, and that's how you go into a parallel, another parallel universe that is for your highest good at that point in time. So all you need to do is play an energy game with yourself. All right, so what is the message for us for today? Please let me know. So, by the way, I have a workshop coming up this Saturday. It's called Access and Read Your Own Akashic Records. So much as I love to do readings for you guys, it gives me more pleasure to teach you how to access and read your own Akashic records so that you get these divine guidance. You don't have to wait for anybody to give you the divine guidance or give you advice. Just access these masters yourself, right? And then tap into the energy. It's just an amazing energy to be in. So go to evisen.com/Akashic Workshop and get all the details there. If it calls out to you, then please register. Otherwise, it's fine too. Yeah, and also these episodes are up. I have downloaded them, and they are uploaded to the podcast area. So go to elisan.com/podcast, and you will be able to access past episodes. I've only uploaded this week's. I've decided not to upload last week's because there is nothing much to. Yeah, so anyway, just go to the podcast area because these lives will be available only for 30 days. I don't want to cloud my page. Okay, so we have a card come up. You have come to your own. No, new partnerships or contracts continue to move forward. So this is exactly what we talked about. And if you have watched, take a screenshot now. So if you have watched the beginning of the weekly forecast, it talks about you forging your own path, you carving your own niche, you going into territories where uncharted territories. So now moving forward, you are gaining more confidence. There will be new partnerships or contracts. I feel like the new partnerships or contracts is about a partnership between you and your soul, you and your higher self, you and the universe. Ultimately, that's the best contract, or that's the best relationship you want to have, right? And if you don't have a good relationship with the universe, God, your soul, then it's really a good time to mend that relationship with them because you want to trust them. Otherwise, when you want to manifest something, you will be in this doubt like, are they working for me? Are they like on my side? Do they have my back? So when you're in doubt, you check in and ask yourself, do you doubt yourself? Or do you doubt God or the universe? Whatever, interchange the word. I like to use God, universe, God. Okay, interchange the words yourself. Do you trust soul, perhaps? Right? If you don't, be honest with yourself, then that's a good time to then mend that relationship with God, with soul, because it's like you not trusting your husband, you not trusting your wife, you not trusting your children. When you have trust issues, what is going to happen to that relationship? If you don't trust yourself, then you need to ask yourself, what do you need to do to trust yourself? Because that's the worst thing also to be in, right? Like you are living with yourself, but you don't trust yourself, then obviously you're going to be in a lower vibration and constantly attract situations that hurt you, right? So I feel like this partnership, it's more like, I mean, seriously, if you don't have trust issues, what makes you think you're going to attract another human being who is not going to backstab you, who is not going to talk shit behind your back if you have trust issues, right? What makes you think that if you have trust issues, you're going to attract this amazing relationship? No, obviously not, right? So work on those trust issues. I feel like this trust issue is this relationship. New partnership is really between you and the universe, you and God. You have to build and mend and repair, and I don't know, like what's the other word? Like, yeah, have a trusting relationship with this divine higher frequency situation, and ask for help. If you don't ask for help, they cannot come and intervene and help you because we are also governed by this law called free will. Okay? So that's why, accessing your own Akashic records is such a powerful workshop to be in, to learn how to trust and ask questions and then be in the guiding light all the time, right? Like I came back yesterday and I was already in my records, right? So I asked them what they think about the workshop and how they felt about this, and then I flipped my cards as well, and all the cards were difficult situation, there are lies, take a seat back and all of that. So then they have already, this is like an example of they have already given you their advice. And if you still want to continue to invest in that workshop, which they already said is a no-go situation, then it's completely up to you because you have free will. Okay, I digress. So, like you can see, you are being supported. It's you still have to take the lead. And then the soul, the universe will be behind, taking the back seat, guiding you, watching over you, supporting you. Like, you know, both of you have eyes looking into the future with great exhilaration, with great excitement, with, you know, and all of that, all of the good feelings, right? It's they, the universe, the soul is on your side, standing behind you, taking, you know, catching you when you fall, and then you taking the lead. So at the end of the day, you must still take the lead, and the entire universe is behind you, supported by grounding yourself in Mother Nature. Mother Nature is such a grounding force, right? So you have heaven and earth supporting you, divinely guiding you. So whatever divine plan that you have, please move forward with it. I said divine plan, not ego plan. So sit and tune in, right? If you are here, you know you are here to do great things, to change lives, to be a leader, to, you know, to create this, be a force of change, then this is the right time for you to do that and be that. We all need to be who we are born to be, who, what the soul want us to be. There is no point in being somebody that you're not. What the world needs right now is your true light, your true self, not somebody that you're not, like not deceit. And like I told you about the workshop, it's all deceit, it's all lies, it doesn't feel good. At the end of the day, all lies, the bubbles will be burst. You know, nobody gets to be in the lie, in that bubble for too long. It will eventually come out. So stay in the light, stay in the light. It may be sometimes more difficult to stay in the light than stay in the darkness and hide your way or lie your way out. It may be easier, but always take the high road. Be in the light. Sometimes being in the light means speaking your truth, but I've also learned speaking your truth means doesn't mean that you have to be brutally honest. You can speak your truth with love, but still speak your truth without, you know, justifying your yes, without justifying your no, without trying to make somebody and validate your yes and validate your no's, or without making somebody like be on your side. Nobody has to be on your side. The only person that needs to be on your side is you and the universe backing you up, right? When you find yourself justifying, when you find yourself arguing to defend your truth, then maybe you don't really believe in your truth too much. Like, I don't have to defend that I'm a woman. Like, it's such a joke. I don't have to defend that because I absolutely believe that I'm a woman. I don't have to defend the truth that I'm a mother. I don't have to believe that because I mean, I don't have to defend it because I absolutely believe that I'm a mother. Like, three beings got, you know, pooped out of my body. Like, I went through the physical experience to know, I absolutely know that I'm a mother of three. Okay, I don't have to doubt that. I have no doubts about it. So when you defend your beliefs and you justify and you try to validate, like, then ask yourself, why are you doing that? Is there, you know, do you not believe? Like, what's the deal here, right? Okay, so this is the reading for today. So move forward with confidence and clarity. And the next section to this live is energy clearing, but I would now change it to energy alignment because it's more accurate that way. It's really aligning. Once you align, you clear, right? Once you align with the divine, once you align with the flow, whatever that doesn't serve you will clear away. So makes sense, right? So I'm gonna start calling this energy alignment session versus energy clearing. So as you can see, even with myself, you do things and then you course and correct and you just make changes accordingly. Okay? So alrighty, let's do this part where we align with our soul, we align with the divine, we align with our desires. Okay? So gently close your eyes. If you're not driving, not doing anything dangerous, like cutting vegetables or anything, I invite you to sit down, lie down. Just be in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and take a few deep cleansing breaths. Breathing in, relaxation. And breathing in and breathing out any tension. Allow the sound of the environment, allow the sound of my voice to take you deeper into calm, relaxation. Just breathing in and out. Call your energy back into your body. Feel your body tune in to your body. Be in your body. Breathing in and out. Relaxation. Breathing out. Any tension. Soften your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Drop them down to your body. And then relax. You can place your hand over your heart and send love to yourself and feel your heart sending love back to you. As you connect with yourself, feel the love from your body, feel the love from your soul as you breathe in and out and connect with your heart. And then you notice this spark in your heart, this light glowing. It may take some time to find that light as you have forgotten about the light, and there might be dust, cobwebs, but just allow it to continue to shine, shine through the cobwebs, dissolve the dust, and allow it to shine bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it fills up your entire heart. And allow it to fill up even bigger and bigger, fills up your entire body, entire being, every cell, every atom, every fiber now becomes this light. Breathe in and out. And I would like you to send this energy out to the universe as you completely fill the universe up with this light. Breathe in and out. There is no more physical body. You are nothing but light, one with the universe. And then now collect that energy back, bringing it back to your body. Feel how it feels like to be connected with this oneness. Feels how it feels like to be this one collective cosmic energy. Breathe in and out, and allow this energy to attune your entire body system as it raises your vibration, releases all energy that no longer serves you and your highest good. When you're ready, release your hands. Breathe in and out. Gently open your eyes and come back to the here and now. Alrighty. Welcome back to reality. Now let's move on and continue our day, our night, with our physical soul's intention. Okay, so I'll be back again tomorrow. Like I said, if you would like to learn how to access your and read your own Akashic records, please go ahead and register for the event. If you can't make it live, there will be a replay. You'll still be able to ask me questions via email, via DMs, and all of that. Okay, so you have a good day, have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.